The first Mishnah in Kiddushin says that Isha Niknes Mekasef Shav V'Biyah. The Gemara says later in the first part of the Fiyud Beis that Rav Mangid Amanda Mekadosh V'Biyah. Rav would give Malkus to someone who was Mekadosh V'Biyah because that the Rambam quotes the Din. Well, Ein Mekadoshin V'Biyah L'Chatchila. So it's a little hard to understand if it's not the right thing to do. So why is the din on the books, right? It's not the right thing to do. Okay, so I guess you can say that, you know, maybe there's a 1 in 10,000 case where it is the right thing to do. But one sense is that that's not the whole explanation. That's not the whole answer. You have something similar in the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Avodah. So the concluding halacha here in Hilchos Avodah. Earlier in Parag Aleph, where the Rambam records the Isser of Avodah's Parag by Eved Ivri, so the Rambam defines Ezohi Avodah's Parag, Zo Avodah She'in La Kitzva, O Avodah She'in Tzorach La Elatiya Machshavta La Ha'avida Bilvad Shelo Yibotel. To assign the Eved to an open-ended task, or to assign the Eved to a task that isn't really, there's no benefit for it in the other, and it's just to keep him busy. So those forms of avoda, I consider avoda's parach, but they are muta by Eved Kanan. Muta lava by Eved Kanan b'farach. Continues the Rambam. Afal pi she'adin kach, midas chasidus v'darkei hachochma, she'yia odam rachman, v'rodev tzedek, v'lo yachbir ulo al avdo, v'lo yeitzelo, v'yachilehu v'yashkehu mikol ma'achol mikol mashkehu. So, you're allowed to do it, but you really shouldn't do it. And the Rambam has in the Hemshech of the Halacha a few other things which are allowed, but you shouldn't do it. So why are they allowed? If you should do them, then they should be also. The Rambam's phrase here, Midas Chasidus V'Darkei Chochma, right? Afal pi she'adin kach, that mutar avod be'evri klani b'forach, Midas Chasidus V'Darkei HaChochma, she'odem rachman v'rodev tzadak, v'lo yachbid ulo al avdo, v'lo yeitzelo, v'yachileo v'yashkeh mikom achol mikom ashkehu. So that phrase, Midas Chasidus V'Darkei Chochma, that double phrase has a built-in tension. Seems almost to be a tantei d'sasrei. Right? When you look in the beginning of Perek Aleph of Hilchos Deos, so the Rambam says that if one goes the Thnim Yishuv's Hadin, so that's what the Chasidah, that's what Midas Chasidus does, and the Shuv's Hadin is a person does that is Nikra Chochma. So how is this simultaneously Midas Chasidus and Darkei Chochma? It's either or. It's either Midas Chasidus or it's Darkei Chochma. Darkei Chochma the phrase Darkei Chochma connotes it's something which is Me'ikah Hadin, and Midas Chasidus clearly, consistently means the Flemishos Hadin. So what does it mean? It's Midas Chasidus and Darkei Chochma. So here too, If you're dealing with a human, pragmatic legal system, so then you want to know bottom line, how do you want the Adam to treat the Eved? And if the Adam shouldn't be treating the Eved with Avodas Parah, then he's not allowed to. Then just legislate that. Just legislate that. In the world of ideas, so Avdus is defined in that ideal world, that world of ideas. So Avdus is defined in terms of what sort of without anything else impinging upon it. What Avdus connotes, what Avdus consists of, what Avdus means. There's another area in the ideal world, in the world of ideas, of what a person's Midas is supposed to be. In this world, Ein HaChanami, one offsets the other. In the world of concepts, in the world of ideas, so in every Chanami, it's Nita Lava, Vavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav of avdus is in the world of ideas. In this world, when you translate halacha l'maisa, how the Adon asks, so he absolutely should not act like that. But to say that that's midine avdus, midine Adon, as opposed to mitzad v'alachu l'drachav, isn't true in the world of ideas. So tachlis, should an Adon do it? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. If he comes to ask, can I do it? So he's going to be told, you absolutely should not do it. Ram says, midas chasidus v'darki chachma, it's a midas chasidus mitzad hilchas avodim, it's darki chachma mitzad hilchas dayas. But if you just synthesize those two, l'chatchila, if instead of saying first, ha'isha niknes, b'kesev shtar b'biya, and then Rav man get a man, and the mekadosh b'biya, you just say, no, you can only have kesev and shtar, so then that distorts, conceptually, Ishus v'kinyanahu. So another example, I think without the Rav's just again fundamental characterization of halacha, you can't really you can't get a handle on this type of sugya. You hear that, Rav? It's clear. Let's begin section Z. He doesn't have the same attitude, the same approach, connection to the transcendental order, which is found, which is common amongst general or universal types of the Ish HaDat. Ein Ish HaLacha Shoev Olam Transcendental. לשכבות עליונות של הוויה זכה וטהורה. כי הלא העולם האידיאלי, מסית נפשו וילד שעשורם של איש ההלכה, נוצר רק לשם התגשמות בעולם הריאלי הזה. העולם הזה מייצג מצא ההלכה ורק החיי איש ההלכה. פה יכולה להתגשם במידה מרובה ומורטת. פה יכולה להתממש ולצאת מנכוח לפועל. פה בעולם הזה קונה איש ההלכה חיי עולם. Then we'll come back to on the next page, page 37, the paragraph that begins there. Ein ha'alacha me'unyanet ba'olam transcendanti klal u'klal. Halacha is not interested at all in a transcendental world. On page 41, ha'adial shel isha halacha inenu geulat olam al yedei olam lamala mimenu, ela al yedei atzmo, al yedei histaglut hamitziut hamuchashit lahavaya ha'adial shel halacha. Im adam Yisrael chai al pi ha'alacha, v'chayim al pi ha'alacha perusham, 1. Hakarat ha'alacha kshehi la'atzma, 2. V'hekesha el ha'olam ha'ri'ali, hitgashmut ha'alacha, az gu'ula tihiyala. So here is where, at least until this point, everything the Rav's been building comes together. In the very opening section of Isha Halacha, so the Rav presents that there are two, that in order to become acquainted with the Isha Halacha, so first one has to encounter the Isha Da'as, or the Ayin, cognitive man, and then the Isha Da'at, religious man. And then only later will one be able to appreciate the Isha Halacha. And he says that even though Isha Halacha has features in common with each of the other two, but as a whole, he's totally different and totally unique. So why did the Rav choose this way of writing Isha Halacha? Why not just, okay, so just distill whatever I need to know about the Ish Hada'at that's present in the Isha Halacha, tell me. Whatever I need to know about the Ish, about the Homo religiosus, the Ish Hada'at, tell me. Why sketch each of those profiles independently, even though, again, ultimately, Isha Halacha is... He's not a combination, right? He's kulo. What's the line at the beginning? Kulo muvdol umufle mishnehem on page 12. He's miktzato ishadat, miktzato ishadat, but kulo muvdol umufle mishnehem. In section Gimel, so the Rav explained how these two fundamental aspects to a person, his desire, his need to know, to understand, on the other hand, because at a certain point he can't proceed any further in that quest, because of that, he yearns to connect with the transcendental order. So the Rav has described how that's, on the one hand, the human ontological reality, and on the other hand, it mirrors the reality of the Metzius. There are things that it reveals to us, and there are things that it conceals from us. What the Rav is telling us is that halacha, now the ish hada'as can't totally satisfy the need, fill the need, satisfy the craving, because there's so much that we don't understand. The ish hadas, who yearns for the transcendental, but as long as we live in this world, you know, in body and spirit, in physical and spiritual, so a person can't transcend this world. So the ish hadas is able to progress so far and then reaches the limits. And the ish hadat, who yearns for more, can't get there. And yet those are basic, that's it, elements. It's the most elemental aspects of a sensitive being. So what the Rav says is that the way the ish halacha solves that conundrum uniquely, in a way that nothing else, no other system of ideas in the can. The way halacha solves that is that since halacha is an ideal transcendental system, but that is given to us in Olam Hazeh, that's the concept of Ashlishi, between the limitations of the Ish Hadat and the unreal yearnings of the Ish Hadas. And that's what he's explaining here in section Zion. Nifla Ma'od. Ein le isha halacha, let's reread some of those same lines we read before. Ein le isha halacha, otah zikah le tron sandanti, otah mitzviya bein yishe hadat hakwal liyel. Their attitude is that they, because at a certain point the intellectual impulse is stymied, at a certain point it hits a dead end, so that because of that, they want connection with what lies beyond that, with what's transcendental. That's why, as the Rav will explain later, they glorify death, which halacha obviously rejects. But eina isha halacha shoef l'olam transcendanti. L'shechvot elyonot, to upper layers shall havaya zaka utahara, shall of a pure and pristine existence. Ki haloha olam ha'ideali, maseit nafsho v'yalet sha'ashuram shal isha halacha, the transcendental notzar was created rak l'shem hitgashmud v'olam ha'ideali hazeh. What the ish hadat, without the ayin, homo religiosus, what he yearns in a futile sense for, the Isha Halacha experiences in Olam Hazeh by, he touches, he attains that transcendental within Halacha in this world, again, by learning and by living it. It doesn't mean that Halacha provides the answers to questions that are beyond human understanding. It obviously doesn't, because what's beyond human understanding is beyond human understanding. Beyond angelic understanding also. But that impulse for a reality which is transcendental, so that is given, and the Isha Halacha experiences that through Halacha. That's what the Rav is presenting here. And that's, again, how the conception of Halacha is critical and crucial for addressing those basic elemental dimensions and features that we have. On page 36, the slogan will have contempt for it, as though it came, chas v'shalom, lechfor b'chayim haniskavim v'hatohavim shal acharei hamavet. Misaprim al ha-gaon mi-vilna, shalefnei moto achaz b'tzitza shavibigdo v'chav v'amar, ma yafeh olam hazeh, b'pta achaz olam kornelo chaye olam. V'kshe isha achad mi-binot ha-atzilim b'polani hitaksha, she was stubborn, v'darsha b'mchir hadasim lachin, the fresh hadasim shagadlu begina that were growing in her garden, et haschar hamiuad lahagwa ba'ad mitzvah zo, she wanted to charge him to give him the hadasim for the dalad minim, the schar that he would get in Olam Haba for the mitzvah. So milei hagaonet b'kashata b'chefetz leif. So he very happily, very willingly agreed to the exchange, v'hiknala schar mitzvah nitilas dalad minim. Be'oto chaga sukot m'samert agadat am, Samach simcha gedola v'mal tamidav. Kol yamah yisim etzlam, mosai tov liyadi mitzvah v'lishchai v'akaymena. V'kayim divi antignus ishsocho, hev m'shamshin sarav shalav anas l'kav l'pas. V'achshav shabba liyadi lo akaymena b'gila v'ditza. Yesh li adud yachas shlili al ha-misa v'al ha-mesin. Mes m'tami, kevin m'tami, odam shim m'mes, tomi tu m'shiva, osu l'alachu v'kotshim l'konis l'mikdosh, extensive the Issa Tuma is. Kohen Hedri Matam Lashem Sakovim, by Kohen Godel, Gam Hanozikam also, and Matami Afilu Lahem. Uvashar Shahabeda Tod Vaot Vatofaat Hamita Chazion Chiyuvi, Chizayon. Chazion chiyuvi, hatomech v'soed at hatchusha v'hatodaa hadatatit, lefichach kitshu at hamavet, at hameis, as hakever. Like people become saints, and shaharei kan hu miftan ha-transcendentiyut, this is the threshold of transcendentalism, shar ha-olam haba, chalon malei ora ha Parut the Tum El Yon Rinizgav, a window filled with light. The Chrizah Hayahadut Tum of Yachas Lemeis, Umasab the Mita, Bekila Yon Rigvia, Ubachara Bechayim Bekitcha Otam. As long as a person exists the way we do in Olam Hazeh, so it's not the way, again, the homo religiosus, the mystical type, thinks that even when a person is in this world, the real religious experience is in the world to come. And what the Rav says halacha holds is no, as long as the person is in this world and exists as we do in this world, so Olam Haba is not something desirable. When our mode of existence is transformed by death, so then Olam Haba is the perfect mode of existence. But it's not that it's the perfect mode of existence given the way we are now. That's why he's saying it's not chas v'shalom. When Chazal say yofi sharachas v'torah mitzvos v'olam hazeh mekol chayim mahabla, it's not the way they think that chas v'shalom, that's being kofir b'chayim ha'niskavim ha'torahim shel acharei hamavos. When a person is in that state, the state that a person metamorphoses into after death, so then Olam Haba is the perfect type of existence. But Kol Zman that a person is here, so that's of no interest. Kol Zman that a person is here, it's Olam Hazeh, which is the best place to be. And when a person is, again, when he's Gufu Neshama, when he's body and soul, so then it's an Olam Hazeh that the person experiences what's transcendental, because the halacha comes from above, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us in this world. And again, and that's why we have this negative attitude towards death. HaYahadut HaNe'emana, on the top of page 37, Shehibat Kola Shehla Halacha Vo'ab B'mavet Nigud Atzum. Powerful contrast, ustivam avhila, and a staggering, jarring contradiction. L'chol chayei hadat, hamavet soter, death contradicts at kol mahutash shel chavayat ish hadat hamefuaret. B'meisim chavshi, kevin shemeis nasu chavshi min hamitzvos. U'mina yisrael nasu ka'anshei luter. Shetzivula haser tatzitzit mitachuchei hameis ol lefoslan torahi. Ein lahalacha shum zika. Tosfos quotes in the footnote. Okay. Ein lahalacha shum zika chiyuvit lemavis v'lekvura. So again, we don't celebrate death. Klapei laya he mistakel b'tofaot halal mibchina shlilit. Mi shemeis umutal lefonov. Potem in the Kriyashma, in a Tfilim, in a Tfilim, he's diminished. A person who's dealing with death is diminished. To be potem from Kriyashma, the fact that one is exempt means that one has been diminished by that involvement. Misha Mesa Muta, the final potem in a Kriyashma, in a Tfilim, in a Tfilim, Kamitzos, and Mosmet Hara. Atosus had Tiku Devera Bibun Bi Yerushalmi. Ksivla antiskor, as Yom Tzeschu Meretz Mitzrayim, kol yimei chayecha, yomim sha'ata oseg b'chayim, v'ol yomim sha'ata oseg b'meisen. Moves hu seimel gishum ha'tuma, the embodiment of tuma, u'mishu kadosh le'lokav, tzarech li'ibadel, u'trachek mitemozal, avil yimel ochev, l'chos la'itam, l'bevosam, kineze, it's a misprint here, kineze el'lokav, al rosho. Ena halacha munyanet b'olam transcendenti klal u'klal. Olam haba hu olam shaket v'sha'anan. Quiet, serene. Shekulo tov, v'shekulo aroch, v'shekulo netzach. Sh'adam mekabel b'al schar ha-mitzvos, sh'asab olam hazeh. Ram, ein kabalat schar p'ula datit. Right? It's not a religious action. לפיכך מבקר, he prefers, he gives, he prioritizes. לפיכך מבקר, well, when you recognize someone's the Bechor, so you recognize that he's first in order amongst the sons who were born. So it means they prioritize. לפיכך מבקר איש הלכה את העולם הריאלי על פני ההוויה הטרנסנדנטית. כי הרי כאן יכול אדם ליצור ולפעול ולעשות פרי. ושם אין בידו לשנות שום דבר. כל מי שטוב בערב שבס, יוכל בשבס. שאנו חכמים הלך לראש מסיני, כי חטוס שמסו בעולהו תומוס. Right, the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, that the chomesh chatos mesos. One of the chatos and mesos is if, let's say, someone ate chalev, and then he was mafresh a chatos to be makir because he ate the chalev, and then he dies. So there's nothing you can do with it. You just have to leave it until the animal dies on its own. Right? Shanu chachamim halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim ki chatos shemesu bolei tomos. Similarly, well, an osham, but by an osham, if it develops a mum, so then you can be poded v'yipludom of the dava, and then you use the money to be makiv in a dava. Kol ha'idia shel kapara mugvelet b'tchum ha'chayim ha'mashiyim shel basar v'dam. Kapara is in the realm of physical, tangible life, shel guf v'neshama, ve'eino choderet, it doesn't penetrate the reshut ha-transcendentiyot. Te'udat ha-adam ha-dati kucha ba'asiyat ha-mitzvot, ve'asiyah zo efsheret hirak ba'olam hazeh, b'mtziyot ha-gufanit v'ha-mamashit. We'll begin next time with the part of the